Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
So, I feel a bit sorry for Dominic Cummings.
Go on.
Because he's blamed for a lot of the Brexit stuff, and he's kind of seen as one of the like main sort of people that created the momentum and the surge.
The architects.
Yeah, a lot of my friends who like literally vitriol towards him. And I'm just thinking, there was a theory, and this is my kind of thinking. Everyone knows where he lives, and we didn't know what was going to happen when lockdown happened. And there was pockets of unrest, you know. Yeah. We had the issues in, I remember being working for a retailer in Woolwich, one of our stores burnt down, you know. And I just think, yeah, I can understand potentially maybe why he went. Going back to work 2 hours after direct exposure, that was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But I can kind of understand why. Sorry, you on here?
No, that's the bit where I went, oh, God, well, I feared the worst, but I hoped that I would hear a reason. I hoped that I would hear a reason. If he'd have said, I was worried for my family's safety and I did this and I see that it looks terrible, but this is the situation I was in, I would be more inclined, perhaps, to believe him. But yeah, it just seemed like a really elaborate, you know, when someone tells a fib and they go into a lot of extra detail, and in between the, and so I went back to work because my wife said I should go back because I'm really important. And from that moment on, I went, well, hang on a minute, wait. He went back, not the next day, but within a couple of hours. Can you not work from home?
Yeah.
For a day. And also, why is that different from us? If anyone even so much as, you know, coughs, we're all looking at each other in this house, I certainly wouldn't rush home from work. You know, if it's something that bad that I'd have to rush home from work to look after my kids and then go, but I just don't get that bit. I don't get the I had to test my eyesight out by driving bit. I don't get why he went at midnight unless he was trying to get away without being seen. In which case it just smells fishy.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought the reason he probably went at midnight was because he didn't want to be seen. And I can kind of understand that because the newspapers are like, where's he gone? Because, you know, every celebrity is under a microscope. Any photo, where are they, you know? But the thing was about the eyesight. And again, maybe, I don't know, I'm just playing about this, but I said today, I was like, well, we've all done that thing where if you feel a bit poorly when you drive, you go, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try, you know, I'll go a couple of miles. And if I'm okay, I'm okay. But, and I'm wondering if that's just his way of expressing that. I don't know, but it's just...
But the other thing is that his wife can drive. And by his own admission, she got better before he did.
So, okay, so I missed
why
that
is
bit.
He testing it out?
Fair play. He's probably got the breakdown because I don't... Kath, you've got me. Bugger him. I'm against him now.
Well, there's just so no, I don't want it to be black and white. I really don't. Yeah. I want to understand why someone did something that looks bloody awful when you know that the knives are out for you. I mean, it's his job to know about what looks good, and how it will have an impact on the government's message. And I think when the advisor becomes the news, you're in trouble. You know, the whole point is that he's not supposed to be the sideshow. And this is awful. I've never known anything like it. And then for Boris Johnson to go to in front of the press and say, well, you've had a word with him. That's the end of that, as far as I'm concerned. It's just not, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right.
Do you think he'll go?
I don't get it. He doesn't want to. I don't think he'll go of his own volition.
No,
I don't think he, I really don't think he thinks he's done anything wrong. Here's another thing I don't understand, Rob Benet. So your kid needs a wee on the way back from somewhere.
Yeah.
So you go into the woods. what? And then he's playing where he's peed. I don't because he had a wee, and then they played a bit in the woods. And also, here's another thing. Isn't it very unlucky that the only two times apparently that he went out into a remote area, he was seen?
Yeah. I think the thing is, though, he is recognisable.
Yeah.
He's very distinct. It's like a bit like Boris Johnson in his hair. You go, oh, that's Boris Johnson. You know, because he's very distinctive. And I don't know. I just feel at this time there's just so much vitriol against him. People know where he lives. And I just think it's mental that, I mean, I don't know if you saw the Facebook clip. Sorry, there's other social media available. But he's walking into his house and there's like just people just ranting and raving at him. I just think some idiot's going to do something. And that's what I worry about.
I agree with that. And I think that some of the things that have been done outside his front door, I can see why people feel... I think because of his persona and the fact that he comes across as gruff and unflappable.
Yeah.
Some people feel justified in maybe going in harder than they would generally. You know, the big screen, etc. I mean, there's no... It doesn't make anyone look good, that sort of behaviour.
No.
But I think it's just the refusal and the kind of dogged insistence that he did nothing wrong. And the defence seems to be, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. Well, that doesn't mean you didn't do anything wrong. For me, it's not anything to do with Brexit or anything like that. I'm not that cut and dry about politics. I'm really not. It's just that whole thing of what feels unfair, what feels like a double standard. And also, the idea that someone is trying to pull the wool over my eyes, tell me that something's not happening that's obviously happening. I don't like that.
Yeah,
But the personal stuff, yeah, I completely get why it's out of order. But don't tell me lies. Don't tell me things that don't seem true. Tell me the whole truth, or don't bother. I don't want to sit and listen to half an hour of waffle. Just not right.
Okay. At the very least, Barnyard Castle tourists department are going to do well out of this, because everyone's been googling it today.
It does look quite nice.
Yeah, there'll be one winner out of this anyway. So.
It does look quite nice. But there's another thing. We weren't supposed to be sitting about on benches at that point, and he by his own admission, they went and sat by the river. I mean, but he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Apparently, that's the end of it. God,
that's
if
it.
Only
there
it were true for everybody. Well, no, I'm glad it's not true for everybody. I'm glad it isn't. For most people, it's been very cut and dry. And for me, if I'm erring on the side of caution and staying in more than I should, then that's better than the opposite, which is putting people at risk, potentially. I'm not doing it. Anyway, yeah. It's nice to speak to you.
No worries. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rob. Nice to speak to you. 0344 499 1000. Let's talk to Stuart. Hello, Stuart.
Hi. I'm from up near... originally, I was born up near Barnard Castle, a place called Middleton in Teesdale.
Right.
I've been a bit baffled at how he's accidentally got to the river without going through the middle of Barnard Castle. He can only come in from a couple of directions, because you can't go in from the west side. It's all enclosed in valleys, and the north side's, you've got to go through Barnard Castle itself to get to the river. So you can only come in from the southwest side, and then you would end up like somewhere like Walton, which is nowhere near Barnard Castle. So it can't be accidentally, but he'd go through the middle of Barnard Castle down into the Deans to get to the river. So I think he's waffled on a bit there, like.
How do you feel? I mean, how built? I don't know how built up it is. Is it the sort of place where you could go and be distant from people? I mean, I'm guessing most people are staying away from the centre of town at the moment.
Well, you can't be distant from people in Barnard Castle. You must have been well outside Barnard Castle. And I'm only guessing that he must have come from the Yorkshire side to be able to get to the river near Barnard Castle.
Right.
But it's quite an enclosed place, Barnard. That's why they built a castle there, because it was almost impossible to conquer. You know, you had the river going round it and the hills on each side. So, but that wasn't the main reason I phoned up.
Yeah.
It's just something I was baffled about by him. one of the main reasons I phoned up was I'm getting very tired now about people going on about it. There's thousands and thousands of men and women's hours gone into this when they could have been doing something else in the community, you know.
Like what?
Well, people could have been helping other people, you know, and not gathering in groups of a dozen, pushing shoulder to shoulder like pigs, like reporters outside his house, who were clearly disrespecting the laws on isolation and social distance, and you know, I mean.
Well, they're only guidelines, as we keep being told, and also, if you can work from home, you should. But obviously, they can't in that instance. Some of them were wearing masks. You're right. It's all very sketchy.
Yeah. So
apparently, just use your common sense now.
Exactly. That's what Boris's latest thing was, isn't it? Like, use your common sense.
Yeah.
But I was really shocked to see, upwards of a dozen reporters, and not many of them had a face mask on. I don't think there was only a couple out of the whole lot of them, pushing and shoving. They weren't keeping 2 metres from the man who was trying to get to his car. They were getting right into his face, and I think that we should drop the whole thing about that man until the police arrest those reporters.
Right.
And then we can have him sacked. But unless the police act on them, who are clearly going around the country doing this, not just in one place, tomorrow they'll be doing it somewhere else, shoulder to shoulder.
How is that the case that they're clearly doing that?
Well,
that's an assumption.
I've seen my own eyes on the TV several times. And they'll be going somewhere.
And it's the same
tomorrow.
Person, is it, up and down the country?
Pardon?
I think that's a generalisation.
Well, of course.
I also think it's dangerous calling people doing their jobs pigs. Because you would only know about this. You only know about this because someone found out by doing their job.
But does their job is part of their job being close within 2 metres of each other?
Well, I mean, you have to socially distance if possible, according to the government's guidelines.
Uh-huh.
They might argue that it wasn't possible.
Right.
You know, I don't think it was particularly edifying behaviour.
So why can't we apply that generalisation to this man?
Which man?
Wait, Cummings. We're talking about on there. I can't even remember his name now.
Dominic Cummings?
Yeah. Why can't we apply that to him? I mean,
He wasn't doing his job. He wasn't doing his job. He disappeared taking someone with symptoms 270 miles. You know, the argument is none of these reporters who are working at the moment have got symptoms. And they're doing their job that they can't do from home. See, the guidelines are sketchy, aren't they?
Symptoms. But when the gathering...
If you've got symptoms or someone's got symptoms in your house, you have to stay indoors.
Yes.
Because you might spread it. Not on purpose. God, no one's suggesting anyone's evil. But, you know, the responsibility is to the wider community and you keep it within your house.
Yeah, that's obviously. I've already had the virus myself, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. And when I come out of hospital, I stayed indoors for nearly 14 days rather than the 10 days they said. And then I never went near anybody who was vulnerable.
Yeah.
For quite a while after that. But I still can't get it out of my head at how these people are allowed to gather together in a group like that. But they're not just close to each other. They're shouting, and when you shout, you spread droplets for metres and metres all over the place, you know. I mean, it's a very careless thing for them to do.
Mm. There it is. 0344 499 1000. I mean, this is true. This is true. Let's speak to Rena. Hello, Rena.
Oh, good evening. I was just, it seemed too long you had to answer the phone. Nobody has picked up on the point when Mr. Simmons told government last year...
Mr. Simmons?
what's the gentleman's name?
Cummings.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
That's all right.
I beg your pardon. That he brought up the subject that he had advised the government over a year ago that we were going to have a virus.
Yeah, he mentioned that, didn't he, in today's press call?
He did that at his call today. Nobody has since picked up and said to Boris Johnson, when he came on, I believe that you were told over a year ago that this could happen and nothing was done about it. Mm. Now, to me, that's bad, if not worse, that the government's been told by somebody who knows about these kind of things and then wasn't listened to.
There were meetings. I mean, he didn't go to the meetings, Boris Johnson, but there were meetings.
Well, there were meetings, but what, other people not pass the message on to Boris Johnson and say that this gentleman had said over a year ago that there would be a virus and nothing was done. No piling up of equipment, PEP, anything. But now that he's done this with his child, it's the worst thing that's ever walked in 2 feet.
Right. But so what are you saying? That the fact that he tried to alert the government means that what he's done now, or what he may or may not have done now, is less serious, more serious?
No. What I'm saying, maintaining that if the government had listened to him and made some kind of preparation, maybe we wouldn't be in the difficult situation that we're in.
That was an interesting one. Thanks, Rena. 0344 499 1000. Hello, Steve in Spalding, if you're coming on. I don't know where Steve in Spalding is. Alan Hendricks, will you ring up, please, because I'm not your pen friend. 0344 499 1000. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. How are we doing? All right.
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. This is a tangled web, isn't it? We don't have to talk about that if you don't want, but it's up to you.
Well, I was just going to change the subject a bit, really, because you're Manchester-based originally, weren't you?
A long time ago, yeah. I was born there, but I moved when I was 10.
Exactly the same as me. Exactly the same. Now, I remember a lot of words being used by older generations that are not used anymore.
Right.
And a lot of different, things like, put some gumption into it and that sort of thing, which you don't hear anymore.
Yeah.
And do you remember things like that?
Yeah, I had to write down the word ginnel for the first time, probably in my life, the other day, because my cousin's daughter has become the unofficial patroller of the ginnel. People have been sneaking round through the back way to one of the neighbours to engage in less than socially distant behaviour. And this kid stands at the top of the slide and calls them out. So, yeah, she's been patrolling the ginnel. But, yeah, there are plenty of words that I've heard but never had to write down. Gosh.
You see, my nan used to always say, evidently. And I've never heard anybody say that since. It's normally something like, apparently or something like that now.
Yeah, but, not funny.
But the word she always was evident or vexed. Vexed was another one she used to. I'm vexed.
Here's one that my mum had trouble with when we first moved. She was ringing the estate agents for information, as you tend to do once a sale is kind of in progress. And she said, "I really don't mean to mither you." And he said, "I'm sorry. What now?
Mither.
I don't mean to mither." Yeah, mither was one that was unheard of at this part of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, mither, yeah. To bother, to... Yeah.
To pester, mither.
Pester, that's it, yeah.
My kids know what mither means, because they're always being accused of it. Yeah, it's a strange one when your kids are posher than you.
Well, it's just the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But it's just funny how words disappear, isn't it? That's all.
Yeah,
anyway, I'll let you get off.
Definitely.
Thanks for talking to me, and I hope Ian's back and well soon.
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's going to be back next week. He's just having some time out. But thanks very much for that, Steve. Nice to hear from you. 0344 499 1000. Let's take a little break. Then we'll have a little bit of time, I don't know, after the news to talk to you if you want, or I can blather on. 0344 499 1000. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.